ahogadani me kunane minawa nishnabe dug dinawe magani dug nich bemadisi dug akinawea besendau ek. So greetings everyone, my fellow Shinabe and my fellow human beings on this earth. I'm greeting you, and I'm here to talk about language and talk about Ojibwe Moin in particular, and Shinabe Moin also as it's known. I'm going to talk about words that end in vowels but that denote us but not you. And the not you is talking about the person being spoken to. Some people will call this the we exclusive, because someone's being excluded. It's not all inclusive. Now, when I first heard about this, you know, this type of speech, it was really hard for me to understand what it meant to exclude somebody. But this is a really... A very simple thing, but it just needs to be explained in such a way to make sure you understand. So what I usually like to do is when we're talking about something that we are doing but not you, for instance, I always try to imagine somebody is on the phone and we're doing that here, but that person is excluded because they are not here. Okay, so that maybe keep that in mind as you're trying to get these phrasings together. So let's use the word we sinne, and we sinne means he is eating. Okay, but that's not what we're looking for. We are eating, but not you, because the you're on the telephone talking to me about us. Okay, so... when we use we sinne, it ends with a vowel. So all of these phrasings that you're going to hear today will work with almost all words that end with a vowel. Okay? So when we use we sinne, we are eating, but not you. Ni we sinne min. Ni we sinne min. Now, there is a different one that sounds similar to that. That's Giwi sinimin. In that one, everybody's included. Giwi sinimin. But niwi sinimin, the person that is being spoken to is being excluded from the activity because they're not there. They're on the telephone or they weren't present whenever the action occurred. Niwi sinimin. We are eating, but not you because you're on the telephone. You know, you're talking to us on the telephone. You're not here. Niwi sinimin. Okay, or you could say Indo Ojibwe Mo Min. We speak Ojibwe, but not you, because you speak Japanese and we're barely even communicating with each other right now. Okay, Indo Ojibwe Mo Min. Okay, this is also, when you think about it, this is one kind of polite way to exclude somebody from an activity. To let them know we don't got room for you right now, even though that kind of goes counter to what we're taught to be all inclusive of things. There are times when we can't include people. So, in Ojibwe Momin, we are speaking Ojibwe, or Nijaganashi Momin, we, but not you, are speaking English, which is not true because you're saying it in Ojibwe, but whatever. Okay. So, the conjugation or the little phrasings that you need to understand is ni on the front and min on the back. This is what denotes the idea of us, but not you. Okay? Ni and min. And you can add tenses to these. Like, we were eating, but not you. Ingi we sinne min. Ingi we sinne min. Okay? Or we could say, we, but not you, were not eating. Gawin ingi we sinne si min. Gawin ingi we sinne si min. Okay, you hear what's different there? Ni In Giwi Sinimin, we were eating, but not you. And we were not eating, but not you. Gawin in Giwi Sinisimin. Gawin in Giwi Sinisimin. Like, us guys were not eating. We're not including you in that phrase because you were somewhere else. So, and we can add a future tense if we want. Niwiwi sinimin, we, but not you, want to eat. Niwiwi sinimin can also mean we will eat, we desire to eat, that idea. Niwiwi sinimin. Okay. We don't want to eat. Gawin niwiwi sinisimin. Gawin niwiwi sinisimin. We, but not you, don't want to eat. You are excluded. The person being spoken to is excluded in this phrasing. So far we have in Ojibwe Momin, we, but not you, are speaking Ojibwe. Gawin in Ojibwe Mosimin, we, but not you, are not speaking Ojibwe. And we have Ingiwi Sinimin, we, but not you, ate. Ingiwi Sinimin, we, but not you, did not eat. Gawin Ingiwi Sinisimin. Gawin Ingiwi Sinisimin. Okay, so you can kind of see the pattern, right? There's ne and min to denote the us but not you. And then we just add tenses and the action word in the middle. And it can be Ojibwe mo, jaganashi mo, we sini, minikwe, aye kuzi. All of those end in vowels and would be appropriate for phrasing like this, we but not you. So, and another thing to take note of is the accuracy of our language, that we are very exact. When we say we in English, that person could be included or excluded. We're not sure. English can be very, very vague. In Ojibwe, when we don't have those kind of problems, it's a very precise language. And the deeper we get into our understanding of it, even, you know, the more that we understand how precise our language is. There are different markings for different kinds of people. It's just a wonder how complex and rich and beautiful our language is. But we have to start with the very basics and make sure that we mechanically understand how things work. So when we are sitting there speaking, you know, with a first speaker, even though, yeah, we're going to sound funny, and we will as learners, and it's okay to sound funny as long as we're striving to improve. And we're always, the goal is to sound like a first speaker. And I don't know, you know, in my estimation, in my own learning, I've been at this for years and years, I don't know that I'll ever sound like a first speaker. To a person that's not a speaker, I perhaps sound like a first speaker, but those ones that really know the language can tell, you know, that I'm still learning and there are still things that I have to tweak in my language. Having said that, you know, don't worry, these things that I'm presenting to you were given to me by first speakers, so they're accurate, so you can bank on them, all right? Okay, so a quick review. When you're talking about us, but not the person you're addressing, you would use ne and min for words that end in a vowel. Gi tenses will attach to the front and make it past tense. We is a future tense. There are all kinds of things that will go on here. Most importantly, ne and min mean us, but not you. Ndojibwe mo min. Gawin ndojibwe mo si min. Okay? Myo bungi watis shindaman, miigwech aapichi bizindawi yeg, mpegish widu kagu yego osa, 이 드신다만 미스니나빅 미일.